Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter number 11. The family of God is diverse, isn't it? I mean, we know that here living in Vancouver, but you know, I have to go back in my mind to my upbringing in the area that I lived. It wasn't very diverse when it comes to ethnicities. There were maybe two or three total. But you know, heaven's going to be filled with people from all over the world, speak differently, that were brought up differently. We have one God, and we have one mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm looking forward to that day. But you know, as we think about the freedoms that we have, wow, we have great freedom. Isn't it challenging? Doesn't it challenge you to hear somebody say, pray for my country, because in my country, we don't have freedom of religion. And we have it. And what are we doing with it? What am I doing with it? What am I doing with it? All right, I'd like to at least start into this lesson tonight on three words. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. We'll find these three words specifically like that, be not deceived. We'll find them five times in our Bibles. We're going to begin looking at them. We will go as far as we can tonight. When I think of this thought, as you've turned to Deuteronomy 11, I'm going to read the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 9, that says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? And so what I think before we get any further into this is we have to come to the realization that, and it's not a negative statement, it's an obvious thing, is this. If we're not careful, everybody in this room can be deceived. Everybody. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. It doesn't matter how many times you've read the Bible. It doesn't matter how many times you've learned Scripture. That's definitely a help to not be deceived. But everybody in this room, we are all capable of being deceived. And yet, I believe we can overcome. And I do believe that we don't have to be deceived, but there is that potential. And just realizing that and recognizing that ought to cause us to be aware of that. I just lost the word I wanted. To be circumspect, to be diligent, to be vigilant. That's the word I wanted. Vigilant, that in any given moment, the enemy's there, ready to deceive. That's what he's trying to do. You know, like we just heard, just divorce and start all over again. That isn't what God wanted. That isn't what God wanted. By the way, that's never what God wants. Okay? That doesn't mean if you're here tonight and you're divorced and remarried, that I'm picking on you. I'm just saying that's never God's original plan. Never. And so, be not deceived. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these next few moments, I pray that you'd help us to begin as we look through these passages of Scripture, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would teach us your word. Thank you for what we've already experienced in this meeting. And may we be more diligent to pray for believers around the world, especially those believers around the world that have no freedom whatsoever, and yet they are boldly proclaiming the message of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. It is a very dangerous place to be in if we get to the place where we think, no, I'm okay. The devil, you know, I'm not going to be deceived. That's a very dangerous place. The word deceive itself means a number of things. In the Old Testament, the word deceive means to be open-minded or easily persuaded, to be gullible. Has anybody ever told you, or have you ever told anybody, you're so gullible? You know, and sometimes that's in a joking manner. But when you get into the spiritual life, it's not a joking matter. We don't want to be open-minded to everything out there, by the way. Just be open-minded. No, I'm closed-minded on this book right here. That's what we want to be. I'm open-minded, closed-minded, whatever you want to call it, but it stops right here with the Bible. And so in the Old Testament, that's what it means. In the New Testament, it means to be easily led astray from the right to the wrong path or the way of thinking. I'm so glad that in my life to this point, there's been many people that have showed me this is the right path. This is the right way to live your life. And you know how they showed me that? By showing me from the Word of God. Ben, if you will stay in the Word of God, then you can avoid a lot of problems. Ben, if you will stay in the Word of God, you can avoid a lot of heartache. I haven't done it perfectly. I've had heartache. I've had problems, self-inflicted. Some of them God has brought in to test our faith. But isn't it a blessing to know that maybe a Sunday school teacher or a pastor or a disciple or whatever it may be, that someone in your life, everyone here has had somebody in their life, maybe it's many somebodies that have said, you know what, here's the right way to go. God has lovingly brought people into our life that have said, here's the right way to go. Here's the right path. And so, deceit though, to be deceived is to be led astray from the right path. I don't know what time of life it is. It's crucial. Many people will say between 18 and maybe 22, 23 years old, 17 to 22, 23 years old, it's a very crucial time of life. That doesn't mean that if you're not that in that age bracket that you can't be deceived. But I think that is there is a lot of merit to that, that that's a very crucial time in someone's life when a lot of major decisions are being made. And I would even say in someone's life that's been brought up in the church, that's still a very crucial time in life. Times are changing. Different things are changing. Some are maybe obviously going into university or college, or maybe they're going away from home for the first time to go to college or university or Bible college or whatever it may be. And there's a great temptation to be led astray from what we were taught from the Word of God. It's called deception, to be deceived. By the way, if anybody is leading you away from the Word of God, it is deception. It is deceit. And it's going to end in a great defeat, a great discouragement, and so forth. So now let's look at one of these tonight and see. That's probably about as far as we're going to get. Number one is Deuteronomy 11, verse number 16. The Bible says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not what? Deceived. There's those three words. Be not deceived. Take heed, pay attention. This is exactly what we're saying tonight with the Word of God here. Be alert. The enemy is loving to lull us to sleep, you know, and then inject us with deception. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside, again, getting off the wrong path, or the right path, excuse me, and getting on the wrong path, in this case, the children of Israel, and serve what? Other gods. All the major religions, there's a lot of them, major gods, like Hinduism, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small g gods. You know, I don't know that any of us here tonight are going to struggle with Hinduism. I'm not making fun of Hinduism. I'm not making fun of anybody that would. I'm just saying, but you know what? We might look at that and say, wow, that's how can, you know, but you know what? We have our gods too. Doesn't matter what they're called. It doesn't matter what they look like. We have them. And Moses is saying here, you know, don't be deceived. Number one, don't be deceived in your heart. Don't turn aside. Don't notice what it said, that you serve that you turn aside and serve other gods and what? Worship them. Our theme for the year, we will worship. Who are you worshiping tonight? Who am I worshiping tonight? Look at verse number, look at chapter number 30, same book. Chapter number 30 and verse number 17. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. You know what? That's something sometimes that we can almost see in someone's life. And I'm not saying that we are examining other people's life tonight. I'm saying we need to look at ourselves in the mirror of the Word of God and say, is there any area of my life? Is there any area of my life that I'm being drawn away? Think about it. It can happen to anybody. It's kind of like that. You've seen that illustration before where maybe it's a boat in the water. And it's in one spot in the water, and then because there's no anchor, you know, all of a sudden the person in the boat's looking around and they're nowhere near where they were before because the current of the water has drawn them away from the shore or from wherever they were, and they're looking around, what happened? What happened? You know what, in life, that's exactly what the devil's trying to do. When we're not anchored in the things of God, when we're not anchored in the Word of God, we can be drawn away and not even know it. We can be drawn away from the principles of the Word of God and wake up one day and look around and think, what happened to the last 5 years of my life? 5 years ago, I was in church every time the doors were open, and now I barely go. You know what that is? That's someone who's been drawn away. That's someone who's allowed their heart to be deceived. You know, 5 years ago, I used to not be able to, couldn't wait to get up in the morning and read the Word of God. And now, if I open the Word of God at church, I'm accomplishing something. What's happened? I'm just trying to lay some foundation here. That it doesn't matter if someone's a brand new Christian or somebody that has a doctor's degree in theology. They can be drawn away. And the devil does it subtly and quietly. And then all of a sudden, what happened? What happened? We were drawn away. What happened? We began to worship other gods. We were deceived in our heart. Number one, don't be deceived in your heart. Quickly turn over to the book of Obadiah. The book of Obadiah. Obadiah, Jonah. Obadiah chapter 1. The heart is deceitful, but it is also easily deceived. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 3. The pride of thine heart hath what? Deceived thee. I can handle this. That's the pride of thine heart. I know that the counsel I was given was this, biblically, but I want to do it this way. What is that? That's the pride of heart. And you know what it is? It's deception. Whenever we go against God's word, guess what? It's not going to end well. Talk to Israel. Right? Talk to the nation of Israel. Now, I'm so glad we have a merciful God. Aren't you? I have needed it many times, and I'll need it again tomorrow, probably. But I'm saying, you know, it's right here for us. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? I mean, I have been in church for how many years? I'm this and I'm that. Who's going to bring me down to the ground? I'll tell you, you're going to bring yourself down to the ground. Pride. Don't be deceived in your heart. You, I've been married for 25 years. I'm speaking right now about myself. I've been married for 25 years. I mean, then we got this. The next 25, no problem. No. No, not when two sinners are married. You can't say no problem. Isn't that something? Just think about that question. Maybe underline it in your Bible, especially in your heart for sure. Who shall bring me down to the ground? Don't be deceived in your heart. God warns his people upon entering the promised land that their hearts could be easily led astray. We read in Proverbs 28 and verse 26, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." I didn't say it. Solomon said it. God said it. The heart is the seat of our human emotion. And I'll tell you something about emotions. I don't know a lot about it, but I know this about my own life. My emotions can be changing as the weather. And I can feel like being saved one day and don't feel like it the next. And I can feel like being a godly man in one day and one day not. Why? Because we are emotional people. We are emotional creatures. I know we like to pick on the ladies here, but we're not going to pick on the ladies because we are too, guys. We just don't show it maybe as much. And so the thing to be aware of is this. That's the heart. Someone asked Luther, quote, "Do you feel that you have been forgiven?" We may not agree with everything about Mr. Luther, but he answered this, "No, but I'm as sure as there's a God in heaven. For feelings come and feelings go. Feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the word of God. Naught else is worth believing." In other words, I don't believe the way I feel, but I believe what God's word tells me. That's a good way to live life. Don't believe the way you feel. Believe what God's word says. Often we make big decisions at a very emotional time. Not good. Why? Because we're easily swayed one way or the other. I remember this very vividly early on. Even as a pastor, and I'm going to try to say this as kindly as I can, but I remember early on as a pastor when I would be given what were seemingly 911 moments. You know what a 911 moment is? That means I need an answer and I need it now. That's a 911 moment. Because if you are really in pain and you need a 911, then we're going to get you to the doctor now. We're not going to sit around and wait for 24 hours. You know what? There, I found this out. There are some things in life that are seemingly presented as 911 moments, but 24 hours does a lot. I'm not talking about somebody falling and breaking their arm. You got to wait 24 hours to go to the doctor. Maybe by then you won't feel the pain anymore. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sometimes when we are emotional. I've been there. And we want to decide something now. You know what? No. I've done that too many times. Married life, parenting life, pastoral life, time out, no good. It never ends well. Put it off, go to the Lord, seek His wisdom, seek His leading, seek His direction, not the emotions of the heart. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 2 says this, "Surely I am more brutish than any man." Wow. He says, "and have not the understanding of a man." In other words, I think what he's saying here is I live more on human instinct than anyone else. I'm just a brute. I just decide what I'm going to do. Quickly turn over to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. Don't be deceived in your heart. And we can overcome. this deception of the heart. Isaiah 44, 20. Isaiah 44, 20. He feedeth on ashes. Notice. A deceived heart. You see it there? A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? In other words, the deceived heart has turned him inside and out. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon even said, whatever his heart desired, he would take it for himself. He said at one point he had more than his heart could wish for. Paraphrasing. That's not a good thing. Why? Because the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? Moses said, hey, children of Israel, before you enter into the land of victory, before you enter into the promised land, he said, I want you to be aware of something. Be not deceived in your heart. Because when you're deceived in your heart, it will turn you aside to serve other gods. And I submit to you, while we may not have all the gods of Hinduism, we may not be Buddhist here tonight, we have a problem in Christianity, and it's exactly the same thing. We have been deceived, we have been turned aside, and we are giving our worship to small g gods. And God in heaven is looking down, and he's seeing you, and he's seeing me, and many times our heart is deceived, and we're being turned aside slowly. And you can, and if you're saved, you know what you have inside of you? You have inside of you the Holy Spirit saying, stop! Don't do it! Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Stay on the straight and narrow way. It looks better on that side. It looks better on that side. It looks like it's more exciting. Or you don't need the church so much. You don't need the Word of God so much. And what's happening is my heart and your heart and our heart, very, very carefully, our heart can be turned aside. And a week turns into a year and we've barely read God's Word. You know what that is? That's a deceived heart. Be not deceived.